Carpe Diem, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Refreshment by Marguerite. I've walked a long way and my feet are sore. Maybe I'm just starting to regret taking this trip into town today instead of lounging on the silken sandy beach outside the hotel. Helga tried in vain to dissuade me, but I was determined. I've been so looking forward to it, and it's just as important part of a holiday as lazing on the beach, shopping. Not important things, no everyday objects or anything nutritious, no. Preferably something of no use whatsoever. Maybe a piece of jewellery that I'll never use, a bubble pipe or something made of leather. It doesn't matter what, actually, as long as I can put it on the mantel shelf for a while after I've got home. I'm single and on holiday with Helga, my charitable younger brother and his wife, Ava. I didn't dare say no when they asked. They mean well, after all, wanting Rakel to get away from her lonely single existence in Meyerstuen, maybe even get to meet someone. Poor them. Imagine taking your sister-in-law along on your romantic holiday. To be honest, I do feel a bit in the way. There's no doubt as to who's the third in the crowd. So it's actually quite nice to slip away on my own, show them I'm grown up enough to get by alone and give them the possibility for a little private life. In a patch of shade, I find a dilapidated stool that someone's thrown out into the little side street. I sink down upon it, leaning my tired back against the cool white wall. An involuntary groan escapes me, and in the same moment, I notice a dark, rather tousled head look up and eye me with curiosity. I can tell he's one of the locals. He's going through a pile of junk, seems to be looking for something. He quickly turns his attention back to the junk. For a fraction of a second, I feel a bit disappointed. The eternally single spinster from Meyerstuen can't even manage to attract the attention of this hunky Greek for more than half a glance. Am I so dull? So ordinary, maybe. Irritating. And besides, he's pretty good looking. I can see that now. Not a model or particularly young, but definitely attractive. Suntanned, slightly sweaty muscles in a cool alleyway. It's enough to get anyone's fantasy going. I guess I'm already a bit too lost in my imagination, as I don't immediately notice that he's started staring at me. Holy smoke, he's looking at me. My heart skips at least two beats before resuming its job and starting to pound away at a rapid rate. Jesus, it almost looks like he's been reading my thoughts. I don't want to. I don't want to. Too late. We look at each other, the Greek and me, Rakel and the Greek. Now he's smiling, getting up slowly from his pile of junk. He's pretty tall, with a strong, sinewy body, white teeth. I take back what I thought just now. Definitely toothpaste ads. His smile broadens as far as it will go. It's friendly, warm. Swedish? He calls. I smile back. The whole situation's actually quite charming.